Is it fair, do you think, to draw parallels to what's happening now and what happened when you were at OMB? What's the differences? A lot of people seem to be focusing on the similarities.
Well, one of the differences is the deterioration in relationships among the various players. I've lived in this town for 30, 40 years, and I've never seen it as bad with the lack of civility, but it's also a lack of trust. And that can be quite difficult when you're trying to accomplish something which is difficult on its own terms. And so it just it puts a cloud over the whole thing.
When the agencies hear all the time about your budget's going to be smaller, and obviously OMB is working with the agencies on the 2013 budgets now, what does that imply for the management at the agencies that are trying to execute mission when there is all the uncertainty that we're seeing and hearing about and reading about?
Well, that's obviously quite disturbing, and it is disruptive, and it takes people away from the priorities of doing their job when they have to worry about documenting what they're doing or thinking about doing it differently. That said, I think it is important to think about how to manage downsizing, and I would distinguish that, actually, from right-sizing. In downsizing, you are thinking about one unit, whether it's an agency or even a department or even a program. And the idea is, how do you make it more efficient while maintaining its effectiveness? To make it more efficient, you need to make some cuts. And the issue has always been, should it be top-down or bottom-up? Ideally, top-down should provide the goal with some precision so people know what they're aiming for, but allow the bottom up to deliver where those dollars come from. They're closest to the program. They understand it best. They understand the needs and the challenges. But some of the lessons we learned in the Clinton days were that there may be some gamesmanship. If you say we need 2% or 3% across the board, you find the areas, people will try to eke out more from some agencies or some programs. There's also the issue of trust, which I started with. You need the trust element, because if an agency is going to say, okay, we can do without this piece, it will not compromise our mission. It is dispensable. The fear is that if anyone knows about that or hears about it, someone will pocket it and then say, and now where are the cuts? And so people are reluctant to offer up what they might have. And that's why trust is so important. If it's a gotcha environment, which is what we're living in today, then people are not going to be as responsive. And I think the challenge is all the greater. And I said that downsizing is different from right-sizing. President Obama has in process this look to see how to reorganize the executive branch more generally. And often the right-sizing, the consolidating or coordinating across agencies, will yield far bigger dividends without sacrificing mission. But there are very different challenges there, which again are more complicated today than they were in my day, because the chief stakeholder in all of this is Congress. Mm-hmm. They set up these agencies. They set up and each committee has its little fiefdom, and each committee likes to keep the program where it is. And if you say we're going to consolidate across agencies, they say, fine, everyone come to me, but I'm not giving up anything for another committee. And therefore, any kind of reorganization or coordination is going to require working with Congress. And we have seen how difficult that is in the last year when we can't even get the simplest things accomplished.
The biggest example of that, I imagine, is Homeland Security, which reports by various accounts to anywhere from 80 to 100 different committees and subcommittees on the Hill.
Correct. They consolidated all these different agencies into one department, and they kept their lines of authorization and appropriation exactly where they were before it was consolidated.
What will it take? Where will that initiative, and I don't mean initiative with a capital I, I mean initiative with a small I, where will that initiative have to come from for somebody to say, enough? Is that an OMB thing? Is that coming from the Oval Office? Is that coming from Congress, where either Senator Reid or Speaker Boehner says, all right, we're going to do it this time for real, or does it have to be a combination of all of those? Where
it's
from?
It's all of the above, which is why it's so difficult. It has to be everybody at the table recognizing that everybody can gain, but there are certain impulses now that it's not very productive to have the other side, whichever that may be, gain anything. And so you don't have the coming together. The hope, I think, is that President Obama will be able to put forward some proposals for some modest reorganizations or realignments within the executive branch that will have been worked out with people on the Hill under the radar. And when they're unveiled, people will say, yeah, that makes sense. But that's hope, and hope springs eternal in some hearts, I guess.
That's optimism on your part, and I commend you for it, and I wish the cynic in me could go along with you, Ms. Katz, and I appreciate you being on the program today.